from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A controversial wind turbine project has been paused by state regulators. Developer Leading Light says they're having a hard time finding somebody to manufacture parts for the 100 wind turbines that are supposed to sit off Long Beach Island. The Board of Public Utilities has allowed them to stop work until the end of December with the hopes of finding a supplier of the crucial components. Rising rental costs are squeezing countless New Jersey families, advocates and officials trying to get a better grasp of the growing problem and the best ways to keep renters above water.
More than half of New Jersey's rental households are spending more than 30% of income on that monthly bill.
New Jersey is significantly above the national average when it comes to eviction filings.
Carl Gershenson with the Eviction Lab at Princeton University says the state needs to ensure there is sufficient housing supply to meet the huge amount of demand that exists in New Jersey. Building advocates say it's not just supply and demand driving rents up. Costs related to running complexes are significantly higher today. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
State officials are cracking down on unlicensed and unscrupulous movers and levying big fines.
About two dozen moving companies doing business without being licensed by the state were called to a storage site in Monroe for a job. When they showed up, their status was verified and they were issued a $5,000 fine. Two companies were deemed repeat offenders and fined double. Of those fined, multiple movers were based in Somerset, Middlesex, and Burlington counties. Before hiring a mover, residents are urged to check the license status and whether any consumer complaints have been lodged. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Today could very well be the warmest day of the week. You're going to feel some humidity in the air, too. High temperatures this afternoon spiking to around 75 to 80 degrees. With mostly cloudy skies, there will be a few showers and thunderstorms along the way, especially to the north and west. We'll keep that shower chance going tonight. It'll stay mild, lows in the upper 60s. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a band of rain lifting from southern into central New Jersey. Highs tomorrow lower to mid 70s. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit VCSSoftware.com.
Union 66, Long Branch 69, Vineland is 71. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.